larger than you could, and you couldn't reach around it.
Couldn't reach around. And they had a handle on each side.
Uh-huh.
Piece of iron, I reckon. Well, you catch up with your hand and told it, one on this side and one on the other side.
Yeah.
Just about that long. Just long enough for you to catch your hand around it and tow it. And then they would have a wall built.
Uh-huh.
A wall run down this way and go around and over this way and one end over, what they call a funnish.
Uh-huh.
And set that kettle down in there till it come to them handles. Them handles would rest on the wall.
Uh-huh.
And then out under there where they would put the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the cook syrup. The cook syrup and what they call in, call them a kettle in, syrup kettle. That's what they had in a syrup pan. Now my mother had one. We used it a long time after. We got up nearby ground. We used that, what they call it. It was a wash pot, but it was made much larger.
Mm-hmm.
And with the handles on it. Wasn't handle like wash pot have handle. Now you stick your finger in the hole of it, but you had to catch around now.
Yeah.
And we used to use it for cooking syrup on it. And then you could use them when whatever was a large family, you could use it by washing them.
Yeah. Now this is something that you might have on the mantle over a fireplace. Like or something, and keep flowers in. Cut flowers.
Well, back then we had what I called a flower stand that we would build and put on the porch.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we would build them like dough steps, like you would dough steps.
Yeah.
And we'd have a row of flowers on the bottom, one on the second, probably one on the third, one on the fourth, and be about as high as that little heater or higher. And
yeah.
That's what you have all the pot flowers would be.
Uh-huh.
Sitting on them shelves.
Yeah. Those flowers are live though, right? They're growing.
They lie.
Uh-huh. What if you cut them? Went out in the woods or something and cut some flowers. What would you put them in?
Well, we had a what we called a flower pit. We get out there and dig a hole. But twice along in that record player. Or maybe
mm-hmm.
like from that corner to that door plumb across here, very near that long, and a little wider up to you, or anybody lower would be head deep from.
Yeah.
Dig it that far until you dead out, and then we get poles, cutting holes from poles. Oak pole or cedar, whatever we could get like that, it lasts longer. And put them across there, leave a dome like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put straw and stuff over it. And then we throw that, cover it back over with all that dirt, what we throw it out,
mm-hmm.
put all that dirt back over it. And we'd have us a dough at it one end where it could go down in that sea bottom, you know.
Yeah.
And that if I done that, it run the rain off them, water wouldn't get in there, and then they wouldn't freeze, keep them down in the ground. What they call a pit.